when you think about plastic surgery, do the faces of Jocelyn Wildenstein and Joan Rivers pop into your head? We often only think about those extreme cases, but the reality is that plastic surgery is more popular today than ever before. So who's having it and what are they getting done? More than 60 plastic surgeons from around Australia and across the globe were in Perth over the weekend to hear about the latest trends. Dr. Jason Oates is a Perth-based facial plastic surgeon. He was at the conference and joins us on Afternoons. Great to talk to you, Jason. How would you describe your average patient?
I would describe my average patient as the average person. And certainly everybody thinks that I have rich Western suburbs women who are feeling vain and want to come and spend their husband's money. But the reality is it's usually your everyday mum. Maybe the kids have moved out or they've reached a milestone birthday, they're 50 or 60, and they decide it's time for themselves. This time they're going to spend some money on themselves.
And how common is plastic surgery these days?
Very common, probably much more common than most people expect. And it's a wide range of things. It's not necessarily people wanting to look glamorous or beautiful. In fact, the vast majority of people are either just wanting to look normal because they're worried that their ears stick out too much or their nose is too big, or they just want their appearance to reflect how they feel inside.
And what kind of procedures are people having done? And you mentioned the ears and the nose. What are other things?
It divides into people who are wanting to perhaps have some rejuvenation, and that will be the facelift procedures and eyelids. And then the people who are looking to perhaps have normalisation surgery, so having their nose made smaller, their ears made smaller. And that's the surgical side of it. And then we've got a vast number of people who are doing these small procedures, Botox, filler injections, minor skin treatments just to maintain that appearance.
We're talking to Dr. Jason Oates on Afternoons. He's a Perth-based facial plastic surgeon. We're talking about plastic surgery. And have recovery times changed, Jason?
That's been a big change in the 15 years that I've been involved. There was a period when we wanted to do the biggest, most aggressive facelift and get the longest lasting result and make the hugest change. And some of these techniques became very advanced, but very invasive. And yes, you may get 20 years younger and it'll last for 20 years, but it could take you 6 months or more to really recover from these procedures. And I certainly don't have a patient group who want to take that sort of time off just to look a little bit better. My patients want to look natural. They don't necessarily want everybody to know that they've had something done. And they want to be back at work quickly. So we are trying to aim as much as possible to have people ready within 2 weeks that they can be out and about and nobody knows that they've had anything done.
And you had two high-profile surgeons from America speaking at the conference in Perth over the weekend. How different do you find is plastic surgery in the United States to the way procedures are done here in Australia?
The primary focus of our meeting was on rhinoplasty, which is cosmetic nose surgery. And in fact, that's very similar. We have very close ties to the US, and we have meetings at least once a year where we bring mostly US speakers out. And so I think Australian facial plastic surgeons are very up to date with the latest in rhinoplasty surgery. Facelift surgery, there's a huge variety. And in the US, there's still a trend to looking like you've had a facelift. And in some towns, that's actually very desirable. You know, when you have a certain look, everybody knows, you spent $50,000 on a facelift with this doctor, and it's a social thing. It's perhaps like owning a BMW. Whereas Australia, it actually changes from coming east to west. In the Gold Coast, everybody still wants to look very glam, and they like to look a bit operated, even in Sydney. But here in Western Australia, we're very much more natural. And when we have meetings like this and we're showing our before and after cases, you can really see that difference. Here in WA, we do very natural sort of surgery, and I think the further east you go, the more different people look after surgery.
Do you find that people get addicted to plastic surgery once they start having it done?
very few people get addicted. I must admit, in the last 12 or 13 years, I've had one or two people who come back and come back and come back. I have lots of people who have one procedure, and a very common one to start is perhaps having the upper eyelids done. It's where a lot of people see aging changes early. And they have that done, and they find, actually, there's very quick recovery, minimal discomfort. Nobody really knows that they've had anything done, but they look refreshed and more awake. In fact, they feel more refreshed and awake without their eyelids hanging on their eyes. And then they say, what about that facelift thing that you mentioned at one stage? Once they've had that introduction, they are more likely to ask you about the next thing. But sometimes it'll be 5 years before they actually make the step to have another procedure. I wouldn't say they're addicted, but they're interested.
And what about men? Are they having plastic surgery procedures as well?
They are. We get a lot of young men with either the big nose or big ears, and they've been teased about it at school. They're now out in the workforce. They can afford to have a procedure, and that's a common thing. And then you've got perhaps the businessman who's in his 50s and really is at the peak of his prowess intellectually, his experience. But there is a social stigma regarding age and appearance. And although they feel vital, they want to look that young and vital. And so they might just have a little bit done. And often, again, it's the eyelids, maybe the eyebrows, and some facelifts. But certainly with men, we have to be much more conservative about what we do. And it's really being natural and hiding things and not making it. This is an obvious change. Most men don't want to be seen that they've had a facelift.
Whereas you are finding that for women, they're becoming more relaxed and more open about it.
Certainly a much higher percentage of women are willing to discuss with their friends, and you find, yes, you do one and then you find, oh, look, you did my friend Jenny and she said to come along and see you, and then you find another friend of Jenny's come along and another friend. and so women, are much more likely to spread the word.
And is it as expensive as it used to be, or is that sort of, has that stayed similar?
Compared to the eastern states and certainly compared to the US, not as expensive. But, I personally think it's just a lot of money. A facelift, maybe $15,000 by the time you include hospital and anaesthetic type expenses. Eyelids, perhaps around about $5,000. So there are things that are certainly within the budget of a lot of people. And then when we come down to injectable-type treatments, it may be just $300 or $400, but then they are treatments that have to be repeated. But those sort of things people tend to be able to factor into a budget when they understand the benefits that they're going to be able to achieve.
So if you're looking at $15,000 or that kind of money, Jason, you might not consider it yourself.
Well, that's the funny thing about surgeons having facial plastic surgery. I had a famous American speaker out a few years ago. In fact, the last time we had the big meeting here in Perth, and he'd had a facelift. And in fact, his scars weren't all that good. And it was obvious that he'd had a facelift. And I thought, oh, gee, that's not the great look for a plastic surgeon. However, myself, I do have Botox. I have had some filler injections. I have light laser treatments quite regularly. I'm swimming in skincare products all of the time. So I'm not averse to having the treatments myself.
Well, it's great to talk to you, Jason. It's just such an interesting area. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Julian. I appreciate it.